This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert.
I just want to let everybody out there know what wonderful people you are, because you may know that before the Christmas holidays, in order to support World Central Kitchen and their vital mission feeding the people of Ukraine and in the bordering countries, of all these displaced people from the war, we introduced a line of Is Potato merchandise. Is Potato, you got the shirts, you got sweatshirts, you got the hoodies, perfect this time of year. And you know, for Valentine's Day, how about a mug? How about a mug for your loved one? Just since Christmas, y'all have raised with this merchandise $275,000 for World Central Kitchen, all of which goes to feeding the people of Ukraine and those displaced by this terrible war. So thank you. Let's get that to 500,000, all right? Let's make this a happier new year than 2022 for these lovely people. Thank you so much for everything that you've done. Now, folks, if you watch the show, you know I spend most of my time right over there harvesting the day's ripest news beans, carefully depulping and anaerobically fermenting them to brew for you the exquisite cup of Excelsa Macchiato that is my nightly monologue. But sometimes, folks, I wake up being spooned by a raccoon inside an abandoned Jamba Juice, toss industrial septic cleaner, Four Loko, and blender lubricants into a broken Vitamix, and then pour you the paint-stripping demon swill of news that is my segment. That's the only swill I need. That's a fresh cup of help. Meanwhile, Pepsi is changing its zero sugar recipe. It's the next stage in the effort to perfect the recipe until it also contains zero Pepsi. People who've tried the new formula claim that it's very different from the original because it no longer has a weird aftertaste. Now it merely has the weird during taste. Meanwhile, if naughty archaeology makes your column Doric, then you're in luck, because a Pompeii residence filled with erotic frescoes has reopened after 20 years and includes a fresco of the fertility god Priapus. Sweet smoking Vesuvius. Here he is seen literally weighing his schwanz against a bag of gold in front of a fruit basket. Man, the olden days farmer markets were intense. I'm curious. I'm really curious. What part of that CBS is going to let us show? They might blur the entire screen. Meanwhile, there's news out of Oklahoma where a loose cow was spotted wandering outside of Olive Garden restaurant. Maybe it was lost, maybe it just had a craving for bolognese, the kind grandma used to be. Wow, did you just find out where meat came from? I'm sorry you had to learn this way. You know their motto, when you're here, we eat your family. Meanwhile, wow, people who get upset about things are doing that again. This time, everybody's up in arms about something called Firebuds, which is a Disney TV show, and somehow not a strain of weed. It is a show about four toddlers, about kids and their talking sentient rescue vehicle friends. Firebuzz has earned the wrath of the conservative group 1 Million Moms, who are upset because one of the main characters in Firebuzz, Violet, has two moms. Why is 1 Million Moms upset about a character having two moms? Is that not enough for them? We demand Disney add 999,998 moms, as God intended. Another conservative side out there warned parents that Axel the Ambulance has two vehicular fathers, which is obviously unnatural. A car family is a mommy car and a daddy car, like in the Kelly Blue Book Bible. It's Audi and SUV, not Audi and SU Steve. Meanwhile, a new talking button system lets you get a text from your dog. Okay, I think I'm good. I know my dog Benny, and I have a pretty good idea how that's gonna go. Hi, 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 I miss you, I miss you. Hi, squirrel, poop emoji, hi. Here's how it works. I love you, buddy. Dogs learn to step on a variety of buttons, each associated with a command word, and can learn up to 9 words with the buttons and even create word combinations like water plus bone to indicate they want an ice cube. Not to be confused with what humans mean by water plus bone. Meanwhile, there's news from the Florida of Scandinavia, Sweden, an outdated law that required legal permission for dancing in nightclubs and restaurants is no more because the Swedish government is getting rid of permits needed for dancing. You can learn more about the fight for the right to dance in Sweden in the documentary Footloose. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcast. Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. The Daily Show podcast has everything you need to stay on top of today's news and pop culture. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, wherever you get your podcasts.